Good morning. You're listening to Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn here from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. You can go to durangobusiness.org and, yeah, just do some research on things we have coming up. We have the, what's our next event? Let me see here. We have Coffee at Carver's coming up on July 2nd down at Carver's from 7:45 in the morning till 9. And you can come on down there and, visit, network, and learn something new. And speaking of 2301 Main, Joel with the Gem and Mineral Club, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, you guys are busy over there at the Gem and Mineral Club. And for those of you, for listeners who don't know, the Gem and Mineral Club is in Brookside Park, right where the new chamber building is.
That's right. We're the turquoise building. Yeah. We pick turquoise because we like the rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're in that park, Brookside Park, by the chamber building.
And you guys have been there since?
1947.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I know I've talked to people who said it used to be a schoolhouse or something maybe.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was at one time, and we shared it. It was called the Pilot Club.
Uh-huh.
And we shared it with them. Shared the rent and everything. And I was reading some of the old records of the club, and they said, well, all those kids are plugging up the toilet, and then we're always having to unplug the toilet. And
oh,
so apparently it was kind of contentious working with the Pilot Club.
Oh, the Pilot Club. Well, I wonder, because I know I've had some folks come into the chamber building, and they said, I actually attended class in that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Jack Turner, I think, was one of them. And, you know, he's a Durango native and doing the Durango native series now over at the Strader Hotel or the Hank.
Right.
Theater, yeah.
Yeah, I know Jack quite well.
Yeah, well, see, he was one of the ones, I believe, that said that to
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh,
okay. So you guys have been around since 1947, and you have some incredible offerings in that little turquoise building. What are some of the things people can do when they join the Gem and Mineral Club?
We've got a complete jewelry shop and a complete lapidary shop.
So now, lapidary meaning?
Is working with stones. So we've got saws where you can cut your stone, and then you can grind it down into what we call a cabochon, which can be set in jewelry and polish it. And when you get finished, you'll have a beautiful stone with a mirror finish on, and they'll be all ready to set in jewelry.
And you know, and it's so cool when you mention that, because I was in there one night and I had my stepson with me, and I'm talking to somebody out front, and John was in the back doing some things, and then they came out, and the guy said, Jack, and it was Robert, and he came out and goes, why aren't you back here polishing? And he goes, here, take this stone and go polish it. And I was back there for an hour and 15 minutes, and it felt like 5 minutes. Just the detail, and it was literally like meditation for me, and I had so much fun.
It is. Yeah, you can kind of quiet your mind, and it's so satisfying when you finish a stone, and it's got a beautiful polish, and the stone is pretty and colorful.
And, well, and all the detail came out.
Yeah, yeah, that you don't really see in the stone when you start.
Now I have the stone. It's actually mounted on a picture I have in my office, and to remind me of how much fun I had. And now I could take that stone and make like a pendant or a ring or whatever with it.
Exactly. And we have classes in that.
Okay.
Once you do your stone, I teach the cabochon classes, so I teach how to cut and polish the stone.
Uh-huh.
And then we have other instructors that teach jewelry, beginning jewelry. So you can come in not knowing anything, and you'll come out with a finished ring or pendant, some piece of jewelry you can wear.
Now, if I'm walking around and I find some a cool rock, and I don't want to be embarrassed by walking in and going, hey, I found this rock, can I do something with it? You guys, no judging. And you can say, yeah, Jack, that would make, you know, let's go ahead and slice it. When you slice it, what's that called?
Let's see, slabbing.
Slabbing. So yeah. I slab the stone, put it, and then you glue it or use that wax or whatever it is onto the little popsicle stick.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I can, you would let me know that, yes, that you should go and take the time, or will you tell me, no, Jack, that won't look good?
Right. Usually, a couple things we check is it going to be pretty? So usually they look like, on the inside, they look like they do on the outside. And a good way to tell is get it wet.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll tell you if it's going to be really pretty, because that's what they look like when they're polished.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is we check the hardness. If it's a very soft stone, or like sandstone doesn't really take a polish.
Right.
So we check the hardness of it, and that'll tell us whether it'll take a good polish. I've seen people come in with gray river rocks, and they want to cut them open and see what's inside. And I'm like, well, you know, it's probably gray inside too.
It's going to look very similar to what it looks like on
right,
the outside.
Exactly.
Interesting. Now your courses, when you join the Gem and Mineral Club, and it's only, I think it's like $30 for a individual or something like that?
That's
and
correct.
And $45 for a family?
Yes.
Wow. So affordable for the whole year. And then you can take the classes. Are there fees for classes?
There are. That's okay. Separate, and that's paid to the instructor.
Okay.
And then the instructors pay to use the facility.
I gotcha. And then how much are, let's say, like a class that you teach, how much would something like that be?
It's a four-hour class, and it's $70.
Oh, okay, but you learn so much and hands-on.
Right. When you come out, you'll have a finished stone, mm-hmm. and it'll be all ready to set in jewelry.
Okay, and then you can take the jewelry-making class.
Right.
And learn how to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And then, so you do classes with the jewelry where you use wire and you do castings?
We do, yes. We have classes in both of those. Mm-hmm. So wire wrapping, where you take the stone capuchon uh-huh. and you wrap wire around it with a little loop so yep. that you can hang it on a necklace.
Uh-huh.
And then we do have a casting class where you carve your ring, let's say, out yeah. of wax.
Right.
And then you put it in investment, which is like plaster of Paris, mm-hmm. melt out the wax, heat your metal, and then it shoots it into the mold, and you
right.
have a perfect replica.
And I remember doing that back in junior high years ago. And I'll never forget, I did the cast, and I made it and everything. And then when they spun it, you know, to get the silver to go back to go in there, it was interesting because the it didn't form the whole ring. So we had to then solder it onto a band. You know, and I remember doing that, and I think I may even still have that in like an old box or something way back when. And I remember laughing because when I got done with it, it didn't look anything like in my mind what I wanted it to. So it obviously takes practice.
It does a lot, yeah. And that was a big error. I haven't seen an error where the whole band doesn't come
yeah.
out. Something went horribly wrong.
It was bizarre. I'll never forget that. And even the instructor was looking at it going, I've never seen this happen either.
I haven't either.
And I was like, well, do we melt it down, start over? And he goes, no, we don't have that kind of time with the class. What's left in the course? But yeah, and then I remember, you know, accidentally polishing it too much or whatever, kind of wore it down, you know, so it ended up looking like a bug.
Right.
I'll never forget that. But anyway, so the Gem and Mineral Club, you have your classes, and then you also have coming up on July 12th, 13th, and 14th, your annual event.
That's correct. So that's our big fundraiser for the year. So we invite dealers to come in from all over the country, most mm-hmm. from the Four Corners area, mm-hmm. and two from Mexico that come in, set up booths, tables, and they have all their rocks or jewelry or fossils or whatever they have.
Right.
And people come in and buy them.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, and we bought something really cool, multi-layered, almost a quartz-type stone, and I remember it was from the folks from Durango, Mexico.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I like those folks.
That's yeah, they're very nice, and it was really cool. We have it, you know, up on our mantle, so just, you know, just displayed up there. It's just a really cool piece. Now,
right.
Let me ask you, so when how much is involved in setting up? Because I was looking at literally tons of specimens that people must be bringing in.
It's a lot. It's a lot for our club, being a fairly small club. And then there's just a handful of us that are really involved in running it. And to set up that show, it's a lot of work. It's a pretty big event.
Right. And you guys charge entrance? Is there a fee to get in?
It's $2 now. Yeah, we used
oh, wow.
to let people in for free, but uh-huh. the fairgrounds raised the price. So
well, $2.
Yeah, and we had to start charging to get in.
Right. And let me ask you, is if you join the Gem and Mineral Club while going in, do you get a free admission or something? I'm trying to remember. I thought there was something like that.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
We'll probably try to get you to volunteer to help us
oh.
at the show.
Well,
so please join.
Even better yet, right?
Right.
And anybody can come.
That's correct.
Open to the public. Again, it's on July 12th, 13th, and 14th at the La Plata County Fairgrounds.
That's right.
Now, do you have to be a rock hound and really into rocks to go and enjoy this show?
I don't think so. I think a lot of the public just comes in. They have no idea about rocks, mm-hmm. or even an appreciation of it. And they're just fascinated by the different minerals that are available. And there's jewelry. You right. could come out wearing jewelry. And some things that are sort of rock-related but aren't really specific.
Sure.
We have a lot of activities that are geared to kids.
Oh,
and most
cool.
of the dealers have something for a kid to buy, like a dollar item or $2 item kind of yeah. thing, where they can come away with a little something.
Well, and don't you have panning for gold?
We do. The Prospecting Club has a big trough,
uh-huh.
and they salt it with, I'm not sure if it's real gold or fool's gold or
sure.
something. And I think now they're putting little gems in there. So the kids get a gold pan and they sift through the sand and
yeah.
come up with a little something.
Oh, that is so cool. And, you know, and when you mentioned the fool's gold, the pyrite, I remember, I think it was, is it Ophir Pass? You can go up, I think, and there's some pyrite that's in some of the rock faces. I remember going up with my stepson. I think it was up in Ophir or somewhere up around Silverton. I'm trying to remember. We had so much fun, like finding the big chunks of it.
Right. Now, I can't remember the name of that mine. I want to say it's closer to Ouray on one of those four-wheel yeah. drive
it,
roads.
You're like right. Black, I think it is.
Black Bear or Imogene Pass.
Yes.
And there was a mine there right. where you find perfect pyrite cubes
yeah.
in the rock.
Yeah, and we had so much fun exploring and doing that. Well, speaking of that, you guys also offer, you know, sometimes you have field trips or, you know, going out on tours.
We do. We had one about a month ago to northern New Mexico, and we were picking up agates,
uh-huh.
and there was some petrified wood. There's some rules about picking that up on public lands, but we checked with the BLM, and we found out exactly what the rules were.
Okay.
And so we had a field trip down there, and people came back with buckets of really pretty rocks. So now everybody's been in the shop cutting them up and polishing
right.
them. And
getting ready for the show.
That's right.
Absolutely. And again, when's the show?
July 12th, 13th, and 14th.
And you know the hours of operation?
Yeah, let's see. Friday and Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., so we close an hour earlier on Sunday.
Okay. And again, this is all happening over at the La Plata County Fairgrounds. It's only $2 for admission.
That's right.
Which is a bargain.
Yeah, it is. It's really a great deal. A few people have complained about us charging for it, but most people are going, it's only $2, here's $5,
yeah.
keep the rest.
Right.
Which is so generous, and it really helps our club.
Well, and this is your biggest fundraiser.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, well, and thank you for helping out with Shred Day. You guys were the benefactor with Alpine Bank and the Chamber, Colorado Document Securities, doing Shred Day on, I think it was May 20th. I remember it rained, it sleeted, it snowed a little. I mean, it was just, yeah, crazy weather, but there was a lot of people that came through.
That was great for us, too. It was really a fun event. I got to see a lot of people I knew coming
yeah.
in with their shred and, you know, ended up benefiting the club quite a bit. So we really enjoyed doing that.
And all of your funding comes from membership and people paying, going to the Gem and Mineral Club event on July 12th, 13th, 14th, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's our biggest fundraiser, is that show. But
mm-hmm.
throughout the year, you know, the memberships help keep us going. And then people that come in and use the shop, they pay $4 to use the shop, which
mm-hmm.
works out to be about $1 an hour.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is, you know, really, really inexpensive.
Incredibly affordable. And are you guys open for all ages? I mean, if somebody, you know, is, you know, middle school and wants to learn, can they come in?
Yeah, although we ask that anybody under 14 come in with a parent.
Oh, sure.
That will help them.
Yeah.
Some of those machines are dangerous, or the torches you
right.
know, could be dangerous for a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So if they come in with their parents and stuff, then they can work.
Okay. Torches sound like it'd be dangerous for me.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are. We haven't had any big fires or anything, but it's kind of scary when you got a big hot flame and you got molten metal and
right.
whatever.
Right. But that's why you guys offer the classes. So you safety first and you train.
That's right. Yeah. And
yeah.
then once you take the class, you'll know what you're doing.
Yeah. All right. So I got to plug it one more time. It's the Gem and Mineral Club annual event, the Rock Gem and Mineral Club show.
Right.
And that's on July 12th, 13th, and 14th. You guys are located right next to the Chamber Building, 2301 North Main, right across from the high school.
Right.
Just look for the turquoise building. You guys always have a sign out front that says Gem and Mineral Club open today.
That's right. When we have open shop, we have somebody put a sandwich board out
yeah.
on Main so they can tell when we're open.
Yeah. And what is your website?
We're at DurangoRocks.org.
DurangoRocks.org. And you're on Facebook?
We are. We
Very
have a
cool.
presence there.
Awesome. Well, we got to wrap this up. We're out of time.
Okay. Yeah. It's been great. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, that looked like, what? What did I say? Anyway, check it all out. It's DurangoRocks.org. All the information about the wonderful Gem and Mineral Club. I invite you guys to check it out. And again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. We're going to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.